Aid workers in Zimbabwe say the disarray of the government is putting its most vulnerable citizens at risk as hunger and disease threatens to sweep the country. Zimbabwe's Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai announced last week that his party, the Movement for Democratic Change, would be disengaging from the country's unity government. Aid workers say Zimbabwe needs coordinated, robust leadership to avert a repeat of the cholera epidemic and widespread hunger it faced last year. We spoke to Dennis Benton, press officer for the London-based Zimbabwe Vigil, who told us more.
A resurgence of cholera in Zimbabwe, a resurgence of starvation. These are both very much on the horizon. An increase in violence, yes, that's also there. Tsvangirai's hope, basically, is to get SADC to intervene. There was a summit meeting in Kinshasa last month at which the situation of Zimbabwe was not addressed at all, even though the MVC had appealed for the body to honour its obligation under the power-sharing agreement to review the agreement. Was supposed to review the agreement after 6 months. By 7 months, it had a meeting and didn't discuss it at all. Instead, it said its troika, the security troika, would meet at some time in the future to discuss the matter. Nothing more was heard about that, and it looked like that would again slide off the radar. And I think that's why the MDC leaders decided to bring matters to the boil and announce their disengagement. They have succeeded insofar as this rather inactive organization has suddenly decided, well, they're going to Harare next week.